eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Bada bing, bada boom, baby! Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the Hoop Fest and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys, Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts. This evening, I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig the Glide Shelton.
Bang! Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on that rim before I break it off the glass.
Was Michael Carr not available?
He was not.
Okay.
He was booked up solid. Happy March Madness, guys.
Ooh.
Have you filled out your bracket yet?
Oh, 10 of them.
10?
Yeah.
How many have you done, Derek?
I've probably done 1.5.
I've done 10 of them, but I've done them all the same. Is that kind of...
Are you submitting them on the same site?
Yeah.
Is that not how you're supposed to do it?
No, it's not.
I did sign up for a lot more emails addresses.
I've got Tennessee winning it all.
Listeners, we told you this last week, but it is time for the ultimate battle royale, March Madness style, Universal Orlando taking on a Walt Disney World.
Nothing you've ever seen before.
SeaWorld is playing against Legoland over the NIT.
Yes.
They're in the NIT bracket.
Yeah.
Yep. We had tons of people mail in. Hey, you're going to make SeaWorld part of this?
Dollywood.
But as you said, Craig, that would require people to mail in. And that ain't happening. So we're talking to ourselves here. We're talking to ourselves. All right, guys. Now, I've got 34 teams. I'm sorry, rides.
Rides, yeah.
34?
They all think they have a legit shot.
Oh, 34?
Yeah, two play-in games.
Okay.
Two play-in games.
Yeah.
One on each side.
Awesome.
Now, what I've done, see if this makes sense.
It won't.
On the left side or west side of the bracket.
West side, yeah.
I have taken the
west
top.
West side?
Now, we use this basically just, you know, the rankings, just bear with us. We feel like we got the best of both parks in there.
Sort of.
And on the west side of the bracket, we have...
Fast and Furious.
It did not make the cut. On the west side, seeds 1 through 4 from Walt Disney World. Seeds 5 through 8 are from Universal Orlando.
What are we planting?
Seeds 9 through 12 are from Walt Disney World. And then seeds 13 through 16 are from Universal Orlando. And then on the east side of the bracket, we just flip those.
Nice. I like that. Yeah, that's pretty fair.
Now, our first play-in game is on the east side of the bracket. And the winner of this 12 versus 12 matchup is going to be taking on the number 5 seed, E.T. Adventure. Now, here's your 12 versus 12 matchup. Why is it a 12 seed? We don't know, but I don't think
the
NCAA...
Can we say as we kind of intro this and go into this too, that there's one amongst us that actually has played in the NCAA tournament?
Craig, don't bring that up to me.
Sorry.
Between the three of us, have three appearances in the NCAA
tournament. That's right. That's right.
An average, we've all been.
Yes.
And can we just go back and down memory lane just real quick, Matthew, and tell us... Who the Belmont Bruins played in those three tournaments?
In 2006, I was a freshman at Belmont. We lost to UCLA by 38 points. They went on to make it to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
My sophomore year, 2007, we lost to the Georgetown Hoyas by 25 points.
Ooh.
So we're showing improvement.
Who did you guard in that one?
I guarded Jeff Green, who is still in the NBA, and Roy Hibbert a little bit.
Roy Hibbert,
I was a little outmatched.
Yeah.
They went on to the Final Four that year. And then my junior year was our best performance. We played against Duke. In Washington, D.C., that was in 2008. We lost by 1 point in a heartbreaker. So,
and that also was your best seed, too, wasn't it?
No, we were a 15 seed.
Oh, were you? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we always played the two. We were in the Atlantic Sun.
No love for the A-Sun.
16 years ago. That's nuts. Hard to believe.
Yep.
Hard to believe.
But again, Matthew participated in three insulated.
Yes.
NCAA
very fortunate
tournaments.
To spend some time at Belmont years ago.
16 years.
Now I'm on a podcast.
Who would have thought it?
I would have never thought.
No,
in 2000,
where your life would be today.
I didn't know what podcasts were.
No, no one did. I guess.
And he wanted to go play in Italy.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
It was either Italy or the podcast, and he chose a podcast.
I did.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, this 12 versus 12 matchup, the winner is going to take on ET Adventure. Is it going to be Soarin' Around the World?
Uh huh.
or Space Mountain?
Oh, man. That's a hard one to start off with.
In both scenarios, you're flying. One's to space.
Yeah.
One's around the world.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, I know what I'm voting for.
Derek,
I know what
you
I'm voting for, too.
The Space Mountain.
Why?
Because soaring around the world is terrible. Terrible.
Now, if it was soaring over California,
I'd probably say soaring.
But they just took that back.
They took it back. No take backs.
So you're going with Space Mountain.
I am.
I'm going to say soaring around the world, as long as I'm in section B, row one. Because after riding Space Mountain in Disneyland...
You cannot specify.
After riding Space Mountain in Disneyland, the one in Florida feels like a hunk of junk. And it beats the...
It does.
You know what out of you. Yeah.
Bags.
It's the...
Yeah.
Beats the bags out of you.
Beats the bags out of you.
It's because you're side by side in Disneyland.
Yeah. And it's just... There's no soundtrack. There's no speakers in the seats.
I understand.
But
this isn't Disneyland versus...
You're right. But I'm saying my experience at Disneyland has diminished Space Mountain in Disney World. Craig, you're the tie-breaking vote. Already here out of the gate. We got a buzzer beater. Who's going to take it, baby?
You know, Space Mountain, like you said, it beats you. It you lose your stuff in it. Soaring around the world is all around the world, and it's really not as good as Soaring California, which they're about to get rid of. So it's because of that I'm picking Space Mountain.
Fair enough.
And I've not ridden Space Mountain in California yet, either. Yet.
Well, so it's time for our other 12v12 matchup as E.T. Adventure will now take on Space Mountain.
Now, keep in mind, E.T. Adventure made it number two.
It did.
In our previous ranking.
Of that one park. Now, over here on the east side of the bracket, our 12 versus 12 matchup, and the winner of this will take on the 5-seed Tron Light Cycle Run.
Oh, wow.
That's right. Tron's a 5-seed, Derek. Is it going to be Villain Con Minion Blast or Skull Island Reign of Kong?
You want me to go first?
Sure.
I'm going to go with Skull Island.
Now, you do know they recently dropped the 3D glasses.
Yes. I still think it's a good ride just because it's long.
Are you going to eat a Kong dog before you
I will probably ride? Not because I will chunk that up during the ride. But I'll go Kong versus Villain because we haven't ridden the Villain.
True. So I'm also going to say Kong for those same reasons. Derek, what would you have picked?
Yes.
Okay, so Kong advances. Villain Con Minion Blast.
We have no idea what Derek said for, but we'll run with it.
I approve.
Now, listeners, all we're doing...
Well, those two quick games right there.
They were. Man. All we're doing tonight, we're going to do the first round matchups. So we've got 16 matchups to get through, so we better get down to business to defeat the Huns, according to Mulan.
Okay.
So let's head back over to the west side of the bracket. We're starting at the top of the bracket. This is the number one versus number 16 seed. The number one seed from Walt Disney World is Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
You're starting to sound like, what's his name? What's the announcer?
Iron Eagle?
Iron Eagle, yeah. That's who
and it's taking on the number 16 seed in Universal Orlando. Ooh. Popeye and Bluto's Bilge Rat Barges. So, guys, which one's it going to be?
What was the first one again? I was laughing.
Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
Oh, my goodness.
The true David versus Goliath matchup.
There's no Cinderella story going on here, I don't think.
Now, let me say this. I'll start by saying this.
Well, you go first because it's your turn to go first.
If I had to pick a ride for my family to ride, it would be Popeyes and Bluto's because Sissy, she did ride Guardians of the Galaxy, but she said maybe not again. It kind of made her a little queasy. At the same time, we had a fantastic time on Popeyes, but still I'm picking Cosmic
Rewind. If Popeyes wins this right here, this will be the biggest upset in history.
You all, look, Bluto's could be the best ride in the world, and because there's a drop of water on it, all would say it's the worst.
I'm not getting my socks wet.
I'm picking Cosmic Rewind, Guardians of the Galaxy to advance.
What?
What are you picking, Derek?
Cosmic Rewind.
Oh, man.
But I would ride.
You wouldn't ride.
I would ride it.
Have you ridden it before?
No.
You've got to ride it. You'd love it.
We went in February. I'm not.
You got to take Boone.
The water's frozen then.
You're going this summer, right? You got to do it.
We're hoping.
You got to do it.
If my travel agent can give me some prices.
Good luck.
And you can find that travel agent at Matthew at sharethemagictravel.com.
Is that the right address?
I got that in there before you all can mess it up.
Okay. All right.
Matthew at sharethemagictravel.com. Yes.
Or
he's changing his name, I think.
Hey, or just call him directly at 615.
I'm not kidding. I did have someone talking to me the other day. He's like,
You know, I've noticed sometimes you promote your travel agency and your email in there, and other times you don't. I said, well, I don't because I think it annoys my co-host, so I just leave it out of there.
It doesn't annoy us.
We haven't had one person ask for the correct address for DNC Travels.
So. We have not.
Never. Shocker.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all the email we get.
Cosmic Rewind is taking a clean sweep to the...
I didn't even get a vote on that, guys.
Craig.
Cosmic Rewind.
Okay. It's taking a clean sweep to the Sweet 16. It's already there.
It should be.
Yeah.
And it will take on the winner of this next 8-9 matchup. The 8-ranked ride at Universal Orlando, Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket,
mm-hmm.
taking on the 9-seed from Disney World, Kilimanjaro Safaris. Two very different rides here. One is an intense coaster where you pick your song. The other is a 25-ish minute ride where you see wildlife out in their natural habitat.
Mm. Or as natural as Florida can make it.
True.
Correct.
But I only ride it for the baobab tree.
Baobab?
Yeah.
Baobab?
Whatever. I'm going to go ahead and go first. I'm choosing Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket. I think...
That's surprising from you.
Well, I like the safaris, and maybe I'm spoiled. Maybe I've ridden them so many times. I don't think there's much left for me to see. When you see the lion roar, I don't have to go back.
Yeah. Well,
it's so bumpy.
I miss the old safaris.
If the bridge was still there.
The bridge, chasing the poachers. They've taken all that out now, and that is just a sightseeing event. So I'll say Rip Ride Rocket.
Wow.
Derek, I like Rip Ride Rocket, but I think the adventure, the safari is still...
Oh, it's a great ride.
I mean, when you go over there, you're still going to ride that.
Absolutely.
If I do not ride Rip Ride Rocket when I go to Universal, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's really not... Seriously, it's okay. I have to ride the safari if I go to Animal Kingdom.
Well, but...
Because there's only a few rides there anyway.
Exactly.
But...
I'm getting closer and closer to not even gracing the entrance of
Animal Kingdom. If it wasn't for Flight of Passage, I probably wouldn't much.
Derek, what would you have picked?
Or in Everest, sorry.
Probably Safari.
Would you?
Yeah. Just because of my size and getting on.
You're for Safari? Ride.
You're not that big a fan of Dwight Yoakam.
I do. I love Dwight Yoakam.
Wait, he had a pick. He just chose. I picked Rip Ride Rocket.
I know. I picked Rip
Ride Rocket. No, wait. I picked Safari. I'm sorry.
Whoa. What just happened?
You can't take that back.
I picked Safari. I picked Safari.
That's not what he said.
He said he picked Rip Ride Rocket.
I meant Rip Ride Rocket to go.
We're going to have to call in the officials to review
this. We have to review
one.
That one. Sorry. That's not what I meant. That's what I was saying. So you heard what I said, right?
I heard you say that if you go to Animal Kingdom, you have to ride.
Yes.
But you are. Okay. So that's why
you're
picking Rip Ride to go.
To go. Sorry. I'll make that. I'm picking.
Well, now
Safari,
I'm devastated.
Safari to advance.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, I was with Matthew on that one.
Well, I'm devastated now. I really thought
did Rip Ride Rocket get ousted?
Yeah, I was already excited. I was celebrating its victory on the second round.
I'm sorry, I misled you on that.
Oh, okay. Well, up next, the 5-seed taking on the 12-seed ET Adventure from Universal Orlando taking on Space Mountain at Magic Kingdom.
Mm, nostalgia,
Derek. Yeah, we got some two classic rides here. One of which will break your mullet. What do you got, Derek?
Break my mullet?
It will if you had one.
And that's hard for you can't put that in a cast.
What are you picking, Derek?
I'm E.T. Easy for me, I think, on this one. Just the joy that E.T. gives me going through that queue from start to finish. It's a joy. That ride is a joy. Space Mountain is not that same joy.
It's almost something you feel like you have to do it.
Yeah.
Magic Kingdom, you got to ride Space Mountain.
Right.
And it's fun. I love the queue of Space Mountain, but I too am picking ET Adventure. It's a more enjoyable experience start to finish. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just holding on for dear life. Both my bag.
Waiting for something to pop out.
Yeah. Yes. Craig, what would you pick?
I concur. I'm going with ET.
ET, our first Universal ride making its way into the second round, the round of Sweet 16. All right, guys, here we go. At Universal Orlando, the number 13 seed Carousel taking on.
How did that get here?
The 4 seed.
It's one of the ones you rank.
Flight of Passage. Which one you going with?
They're so much similar. Flight of Passage. I mean, there's no question because Flight of Passage for me is just one. It's the ride you go. Used to be Everest. Now it's Flight of Passage. Way you go to Animal Kingdom.
Yep.
Just such a great ride. The way they set it up, and it's still. I just wish they would do away with the 3D glasses. I think it would add so much to it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they can or can't, but I think it's great. Or do the goggles like I talked about.
I would like to see a new version of it now that the new movie has come out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that'd be difficult to do. I think that was one of the hopes when they first released it 7 years ago or whatever it was, that they would make it change the scenes.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's been 7 years now. Let's change it up a little bit.
It did seem like when we went with the guys a few weeks ago, it seemed longer. I don't know if it was just because I hadn't done that in a while or what.
I noticed there weren't any water effects.
No, I got some of mine.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't. I do like the Carousel.
Yeah.
It's a fun ride. But what would you pick, Derek?
Flight of Passage.
I
mean, it's not.
Flight of Passage.
Sorry, Carousel.
Up next, we have the number two at Walt Disney World, Rise of Resistance. And this is going to be a tough one. Rise of Resistance taking on the Simpsons ride at Universal Studios Florida. I'll go first this time. Let's make it easy. I'm going to say Rise of Resistance.
Okay.
I think it's, even though for two consecutive years I have broken under interrogation and had to surrender my fanny pack.
Yes.
Rise of Resistance.
Which no one would touch.
Total immersion. It's got it all. Animatronics, thrills, trackless ride system. Rise of Resistance.
I mean, it's such a... it's not just one ride you can compare it to anything. It's got so many different elements to it that make it just such a great, great ride. I hate to jump ahead here, but I'm with Rise of Resistance. It's hands down. I mean, we're seeing just like the March Madness. We're not seeing many Cinderella stories here.
Not yet.
But
no.
Maybe Safari. Maybe.
But is... Rise of Resistance, the thing against it is that it's just, perhaps it has too much going on.
Ooh, maybe that will work against it. Maybe we don't have enough teammates that can share the
Not
ball.
Not here, obviously.
Over in Kansas.
Yeah, in Kansas.
That's a Joe Dirt reference for you.
Not here, listeners. Kansas.
I didn't see that making its way onto the show.
And I guess if you have to keep in your mind that a ride really doesn't start until you sit down. I know. I'm just saying because it seems like there's a lot of gaps in it if you don't look at it like that.
Yep.
Because like how much time we waited in the big hall last time.
I liked waiting.
I did too, but I'm just saying it's not
part of the queue.
Yes. It's not a continual round.
I've gotten on. We're not getting into this. Derek, we're going to let you go first on this next. So Rise of Resistance makes its way to the Sweet 16. Number 7, Universal Orlando's The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man. Taking on the 10th seed from Disney World, Slinky Dog Dash.
Oh, man.
Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man.
Could smell upset here.
So we have a screen-based, immersive, 3D effect type ride taking on a coaster. Derek, which are you taking?
Hang on.
Now, Slinky. Why Slinky?
I'm just... Slinky against this screen ride is Slinky for me. I'm just... I don't know if that I'd vote for that against any screen ride, but just in this instance, I prefer the actual roller coaster.
And I hear what you're saying, and I think the theming is good, but at the end of the day, I think Slinky is a very basic coaster that is very difficult to get on, and for that reason, and because I like this other ride, I'm choosing The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man. I think it's innovative. I think the 3D effects are fantastic.
It was innovative. Yes.
I think it has multiple effects. Like there are some effects being used on Rise of Resistance on Amazing Spider-Man. The thing where it comes down through the ceiling. That's an Amazing Adventure of Spider-Man effect. I think there are several props that go seamlessly with the screens. I love Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man. It doesn't jerk you around. It is, in my opinion, the best screen-based ride there. So I'm saying, you know, Slinky, great coaster, but it's not. There's nothing special about that coaster. Mm-hmm. I think there's something very special about our 7 seed in Universal. Brings it down to you, Craig.
I'm going to say...
You can't say Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh, okay, never mind. Pass me. I'm going to say that Slinky is just such it's a shorter ride. When I first opened it up, I was expecting a longer version. It's kind of like
it did get dumbed down compared to the initial concept.
Yeah. So, but I love the concept. I love all that it's Andy's kind of what he set up and those type of things. Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man. I think it's a great screen ride. I like all the different elements of it with all the different props and things like that. But it has become an older ride to me. Is old better than new? You know me, guys. That's not the case.
That's true.
But in this case, 3, 2, 1, Slinky Dog Dash with the last second shot to win the game.
Oh, gosh. Or wait, maybe it's like Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket and he's picking Slinky Dog going out.
No, wait.
I think Slinky Dog, and for me, you still, it's a rope drop ride. I mean, it's still backed up and there's still people want to, it's a great ride.
It's because there's no capacity at a Disney park. That's the reason they're riding it. There's no rides there.
But it's still just a screen when it comes down to it.
It's not just a screen. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Got a bunch of Universal haters over here in the graveyard. Hey,
it's like the poet said, haters gonna hate.
All right, moving on. The number 3 seed at Walt Disney World, Tower of Terror, taking on the number 14 seed, Jurassic Park River Adventure at Islands of Adventure.
What was the name of that again for Robbie Bottoms? The first one?
Tower of Terror, and that's what's going to get my vote. Love Tower of Terror. I love the version in California, but still, the one in Orlando takes the cake for me. And I do like Jurassic Park River Adventure, but it needs some TLC before I'm going to give it a second look. What say you, Craig?
Well, believe it or not, I have ridden cake. Who said cake?
He said cake.
Believe it or not, I have ridden Jurassic Park, and it is really beyond my wildest dreams why they let anybody on there. I mean, they keep telling you it is a dangerous ride, dangerous. You know, and you got
clearly
all kinds of dinosaurs and it should not be there. I think, again, this is a no-brainer with Tower of Terror. I think it's a great ride. I hope they never do away with it for space or anything else like they did it at Disneyland. I think plus it sends you back to the Twilight Zone, and I like that throwback it's got with that. So I'm going to go with a Tower of Terror.
Correct. Derek, what would you have said?
I would have said Tower of Terror.
Okay, moving on. Now this one, guys, this is our last matchup on the west side of the bracket. And I think this is going to be a tough one. The number 6 seed at Universal Orlando, Escape from Gringotts, taking on the number 11 seed at Walt Disney World, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Oh, my goodness.
This is a tough one.
Ooh, man.
Tough matchup here. As we have, again, Escape from Gringotts taking on Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Now, this is a tough one, a 6 versus 11. So far, Universal has not had a very good showing, Craig. They've only gotten one team out of the first round to this point.
Yeah, I think most of Universal have been Cinderella's, and they haven't produced at all. Yes. So, kind of underdogs.
Who wants to go first? This is a tough one.
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Gringotts.
Why?
Because it's a blending.
Okay.
I'm a Harry Potter fan, so mm-hmm. I love the queue. The ride system is, to me, that it's kind of more similar to Big Thunder.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I don't know, it and Mummy.
Yeah.
Are quite similar to Big Thunder to me, but you add in the Harry Potter part for me.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go.
It's great storytelling. Craig, what would you say?
I'm going to say just so you can decide, Matthew, I'm going to say Big Thunder.
Oh, gosh.
Just because Big Thunder is a great ride. I'm with Derek. I mean, Gringotts it's just got so many different aspects to it. But Big Thunder is kind of a staple on that side of the park now at Magic Kingdom.
It is its own side of the park.
Pretty much. But it's still just a great ride. It's what everybody goes on the rides, and you point out the goats, you point out the different parts of the ride that you remember. It is a rough ride and will jar you, but it's a lot of fun. I mean, every time we go, we want to ride that. So I'm just going to, again, just so it's all back on you, Matthew, I'm going to say Thunder Mountain.
If I'm sitting there with both rides...
One's on one side of the road and one's on the other side.
I'm probably going to ride Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Okay.
But I love the Harry Potter storytelling aspect of it. I think from start to finish, queue to end of ride, I think it offers a more immersive experience. And again, having been out to California, I can see what they could be doing with Big Thunder Mountain Railroad in Disney World, and they just haven't taken care of it to the extent that they could have. They gave up on the interactive queue portion of it. I love Big Thunder Mountain. Love it. And if you haven't seen the Behind the Attraction, have y'all watched that new season of Behind the Attraction on Disney Plus?
No.
There's a Pirates of the Caribbean episode.
No.
There is a Big Thunder Mountain Railroad episode. It is exceptional.
No, I have seen that. Yes,
I encourage you to watch it if you haven't seen it.
Yes, it is good.
But I'm going to pick Escape from Gringotts because I'm with Derek. I love the Harry Potter component. I like the fact that I can walk out of it and go grab a butter beer too. And I love being in Diagon Alley. All the main characters from the film are in it. Escape from Gringotts.
Wow. That took a big turn. I mean, that was like a tied game. And then
that went into overtime.
Yeah, that was back and forth. So that was great.
Overtime. All right.
It's much better than your officials changing the call.
Yes.
While ago, though.
Very controversial.
Well, they viewed the tape and thought,
well the biggest Cinderella from the west side of the bracket is currently Slinky Dog Dash, which was a 10 seed. Now we're heading over to the east side. And again, we're going to finish this round, and that'll do it for this episode. The number one seed from Universal Orlando, Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure.
Right.
Taking on the Cinderella Story 16 seed, Living with the Land from Epcot. Now guys, you know me. I love Living with the Land as much as anyone. But it's not getting out of the first round. I'm picking Hagrid's. I think there's no reason that needs to be given.
I still think if you add Aerosmith to Living with the Land, it will make all the difference in the world.
Would it still move it up past Hagrid's?
Yeah, I think it might, especially if they put that upside down loop in it.
True.
I think it would be
on
great.
On a boat ride.
Yes.
What would you say, Derek?
To a upside...
No, to who's
upside
advancing?
Upside down looping boat ride? That who's would advancing? Be awesome.
I think there's no question who's advancing here from all of us. Hagrid's.
Hagrid's, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry, Living with the Land.
I mean, they made it to the sweet.
Hey, I had to fight to get Living with the Land.
That's right.
In the bracket.
You did, and you got a black eye for it.
Bryson Chesser is listening to this. He's rolling his eyes that Living with the Land was just included.
It's just amazing that Living with the Land wasn't in a playing game.
Because that's for the 12th seed. Okay, so the Hagrid's is going to take on the winner of this matchup. Is it Expedition Everest, the 8th seed at Disney World, taking on the 9 seed Hogwarts Express, King's Cross Station, from Diagon Alley to Hogsmeade? Coaster versus super immersive train ride. I'm saying Hogwarts Express because, again, it's fun for the whole family.
Yeah,
we can all ride it without getting sick. It pulls me into the story of Harry Potter unlike anything else. Book it. I've got this as part of my parlay.
Dano.
No?
No, I said Dano. You said book it.
Oh, Dano. I thought you said N-O. What are you saying, Derek?
Man, this is...
Now, Derek, the first time he went to Disney World, he rode Everest like 10 times in a row.
Now, this is an 8 versus 9, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so
first time I rode it, only 8 times.
Only 8 times.
That was Rachel and I.
Uh-huh.
We did that together.
And how many hair ties did you throw out?
All that I had.
0?
Yeah, 0. Expedition Everest is very sentimental. Sinequential.
Sinequential,
me.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's just, but that ride to Hogsmeade is awesome.
It's magical.
So.
And much better than the other ride, the ride back.
I don't know. I'm kind of afraid that Boone hasn't got to ride the train yet, and I'm thinking he might get a little scared.
Ooh.
Of the Dementors.
Mm-hmm.
On the train.
Mm-hmm.
And he has ridden
Everest,
and he loves it. So I'm going to go, this is for Boone, Everest.
Oh, wow.
Man.
I think if he had been picking for himself, he might have said the train. But Craig, what do you say, Craig? This is a big one.
Who's the 8 and who's the 9?
Everest is the 8.
Mm-hmm.
Hogwarts Express is the 9.
I like them both. I just like the way Everest is set up. It's a great roller coaster. It's a fun roller coaster. Smooth. I wish the Yeti would work.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice. But you know what? Everything on the train works. So I'm going with Hogwarts Express.
Oh, wow. There are some people losing their mind.
I still think Hogwarts Express is better just because it's so immersive. And you do too. I mean, it's just argument's sake. But I like them both. I mean, I think it's toss. That's why it's good they're 8-9, because I think they're evenly matched. I think that was a good draw for both, and either one could have won. But let's go with Hogwarts Express just for fun.
No. Don't do it just for fun because you feel sorry for them.
Well, we're doing it for argument's sake. And after this show's over, we're going to take the argument outside.
And sake.
Sake.
I think they prepared better. I think they're better coached. Yeah. I think they came into the game with the right defensive plan. And I think that they overcame
some obstacles.
Their lack of offensive skills.
With a great defense.
Yes.
And then when that happens,
that's why Hogwarts Express won.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Hogwarts Express moving on. Now we've got Tron Light Cycle Run taking on Skull Island Reign of Kong. What a matchup we have here, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it really?
I'm going to pick Tron Light Cycle Run for the takeoff. I love the takeoff.
That is a good takeoff.
It's a great takeoff. Best takeoff on any ride I've been on.
I disagree.
Which one's better?
Hulk.
No.
I think it's just
down on a motorcycle is the...
That's exactly right. You're just laying it's awesome. Down on a motorcycle. Of which you would never actually do.
Okay, so you're picking Kong?
No. I'm picking Tron.
Okay. What would you have picked, Craig?
I guess I'll pick Tron.
But did you want to pick Kong?
I don't think so. It's a fun ride, but I don't think I would pick Kong.
Fair enough. Okay, guys. So 5-seed Tron is going to take on the winner of this matchup.
Okay.
From the Magic Kingdom, the 13-seed Seven Dwarves Mine Train,
mm-hmm,
taking on the number 4-seed from Universal Orlando, Harry Potter and the Legend of Forbidden Journey through the castle.
Mm.
Forbidden Journey, Seven Dwarves Mine Train. Go, Craig.
I've always said that I've never understood why the draw for Mine Train is. I just think it's a shorter ride. It's different with the way the cart moves separate from the track. I like that aspect of it. But it's just, to me, it's never been a draw that I've got to get there and ride that. And it's always a long line to do it. Sometimes you can get on, sometimes you can't. So,
and you wrote it 10 times.
And you wrote it 10. Derek and I wrote that 10 times. It's the greatest trip I ever had on in my life going to Disney. That 10 times Derek and I got to ride that, Matthew.
I know. I know.
But
I know. You enjoyed it.
Forbidden Journey, it's such a different ride than you've ever ridden, the way it all moves. I think it's a fun ride. I think it's neat, again, how the motion of it is and all that. And I think it's just I catch myself looking behind me at how it's all working rather than just sort of watching.
Too.
So I think for that aspect, it's a lot better ride. So for me, Forbidden Journey.
I'm going to go for Forbidden Journey. I'm just going to be a Harry Potter homer.
Of course.
For now.
But
of all the Harry Potter rides, well, I don't know. It might be Hagrid's for me.
Really?
As far as I love that ride.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the old Some of All Thrills.
Oh yeah. It's
the same ride vehicle concept. Just a bigger vehicle or whatever, but it's just, I love that ride. And it's not for everybody. It'll make some people nauseous and sick, but for me.
And the Dementors.
It's just, I love that ride.
Suck the soul out of you.
Oh.
From Prison Mike. I will also say Forbidden Journey. And I'm sure we'll say more about that later.
Because it takes on Tron next.
Well, you know, the thing about U.S., I don't understand why the lines are there for Mine Train. One, there's only been one ride built since Mine Train was built, and that was Tron. And the only way to get on that's a virtual queue. So there's literally nothing else newer than this 10-year-old ride at the Magic Kingdom, which in and of itself is a joke. I mean, forget that. Disney's phenomenal. They can do no wrong.
I was about to say, but no, maybe, I was about to call you on that.
Maybe Tiana's Bayou Adventure will change that.
It's not.
I don't know. But I think another part of it, I think people just see people lining up to go to Mine Train. And honestly, I think thousands of people just follow them.
Will they have that?
What other explanation is there?
Will they have that side of the park open for early entry?
Maybe.
You know, that's other thing. I think
given that it's a new ride, they have to. Or are they going to do the virtual queue?
For 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate the virtual. I wish they'd do away with virtual queue. I hate it.
There's no reason Mine Train should have that long a wait.
No.
Like, to me, Big Thunder Mountain's significantly better.
Yeah.
And yet it doesn't have nearly the weight. I don't get it.
I say do away with this is a whole different subject. Do away with virtual queue, though, and just let people buy as many passes as they want to. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have 4 first-round matchups left to go. The Revenge of the Mummy, which is the number... I'm sorry, let's skip down to the number 2 seed. Velocicoaster.
Oh.
Taking on Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Oh, wow.
15 seed. Now... The 15 seed has a special place in my heart. Mickey, that's what we always were. And for that reason, I'm picking the number 2 seed Velocicoaster to advance. There's no Cinderella story. At least
you understand.
There's no... Velocicoaster is arguably... You can make a case it's the best ride on this bracket. You can make a case.
Yes.
Yes.
And so I'm picking Velocicoaster. Boom!
That's what I'm...
You're going to pick Velocicoaster?
Yeah.
Velocicoaster, I think, is the best roller coaster I've ever ridden in my life.
No love for Mickey and Minnie's, huh?
Now, I haven't been to
Cedar Point,
but I think it's the best roller coaster I've ever in my life. Mickey and Minnie's, I think it's great, but I still don't think it's better than Great Movie Ride.
Come on, pal.
I'll never think it's better than Great Movie Ride.
Pick me.
I think again,
put me down.
Take that ride, put it somewhere else, leave the Great Movie Ride. I think you can't convince me different. I think that was just a contract dispute with TNT. With
TMC?
Turner. And
that is ridiculous.
And I think that's where that all stemmed from. I like the ride, but it's not something I would put above much anything else. It's a great ride. A lot of fun. But it's not.
Bad news for y'all and the listeners. I forgot to put Cigarette Tinkerbell meet and greet in this bracket.
That's because it would have won the whole thing.
Yeah.
What would that sound like for Cooper?
Get over here and get a picture with me.
Hey, bring me a pack of Marlboros while you're coming over here. Let's get that picture.
All right, who's going to take on Velocicoaster?
Daddy!
Who's going to take on?
Tinkerbell's blowing her smoke on me again.
Who's going to take on Velocicoaster? It's either going to be the number 7 seed, Pirates of the Caribbean. Well, I already know who Craig's picking. Or the number 10 seed, the Incredible Hulk Coaster.
Oh, it's a no-brainer.
I'm picking the number 10 seed Incredible Hulk Coaster. It's a little rough. But I love the coaster. It's filled with thrills. Pirates of the Caribbean, it could be so much more. You can tell they shoehorned it into Disney World, which that's also a good Behind the Traction episode if you hadn't watched it. You know, people came to Florida and they wanted to know where the pirates.
Right.
So they kind of just threw a Pirates of the Caribbean version in there that's it's okay. Craig, what are you going to pick?
I've got to pick Pirates because it's what I think of when I was a kid going to Disney. I was not one of the first ones there, evidently. So it was already there when I went there. But it's what I remember as a kid. It's changed quite a bit since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Those original things weren't there. Jack Sparrow wasn't a part of it. But it's still a great ride. It's still just one of those nostalgic rides that I love at Disney, and I will always ride it every time mm-hmm. I go, no matter what. Yeah, I'm going to go with Pirates without a doubt.
Okay, well, that leaves it up to Derek. Crazy coaster or classic dark ride?
And let me say this. Hulk is a great ride. I just don't think it's up there with, like, Velocicoaster, mm-hmm. those type. The takeoff's pretty good. Where he screams like that. When it kind of reminds me of the one at Kings Island when you go through the water. Which one?
Diamondback?
I think Diamondback, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I got Pirates.
Arr. What's it going to be, Derek?
It's Arr versus Rarr. Which one, Derek? Arr versus Rarr.
This is harder for me because I'm like Craig. I got the nostalgia, but I also love.
And they got medication for that.
I love. It does hurt my hips. So,
hips don't lie.
Hips don't lie. They never lie.
But I do love a good roller coaster.
Roller coaster.
And Incredible Hulk. I thought you said accommodates a larger fella.
I thought you said you liked a good roller coaster.
It is a
good What's about to happen?
And because Craig said...
He's teasing us.
I think Craig's got me, though, with the nostalgia of a good roller coaster.
We've got an upset.
Insert dagger. Arr, did not win.
That was the first upset for Universal. I take that back. They upset the 9 versus 8. Wow. I didn't see that coming.
I apologize, Walt.
Pirates of the Caribbean out in the first round, that? Craig. Here we go. We got two more first round matchups here. Number 3 versus number 14. Number 3 at Universal Orlando, Revenge of the Mummy, taking on the 14th seed in Disney World, the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover.
Oh, man.
Revenge of the Mummy?
Sorry, Mummy.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
You're going with the People Mover?
No, I said I want Mummy.
He said Mummy.
Oh, I thought you said Sorry, Mummy.
No, not Sorry, Mummy. Sorry to TTA. Mummy. I'm picking Mummy.
I was about to have to break out this defibrillator over here.
I'm glad we got that in the studios. It's called a lamp now.
Oh, it's
I guess we can make it work.
We can yank the cord.
Put your finger in the socket there, Dustin. So you picked.
Sorry.
You picked.
I picked the Mummy.
The Mummy.
It's just. I love TTA. I love the relaxation of being able to just sit and ride around Tomorrowland. And it is a very high ride for me, but I don't know. I must be in the mood to ride a roller coaster.
Right.
And maybe that, or it could be my multiple personalities.
That's probably the case.
But just Mummy is probably one of my favorite. It's a top 5 ride for me at Universal.
Well, I'll go ahead and get some controversy here for Matthew. I'm going to say Mummy also. TTA is a great ride, but I'm like Derek. If we're talking about the best ride, because that's what this is, I've got to go with Mummy.
I'm going to make it even more controversial and say Revenge of the Mummy.
Oh, wow. Not just Mummy.
Nobody ever got him his cup of coffee.
No.
So that's why it's still such an angry ride. Yep. Last matchup of the night before we prepare for the Sweet 16 next week. The number 6 seed, Haunted Mansion. Walt Disney World taking on the 11 seed, Men in Black Alien Attack.
I'll go first.
Okay.
It better be Haunted Mansion. Haunted Mansion is one of the most nostalgic rides for me. It's a great ride. It's just
worked out well for you last time.
Yeah, when you ride it, it's just great Disney stuff. I mean, just you look back at the history of it, you look how they came up with how come it seems like it's a party in the graveyard versus kind of more scary rest. It's just a great story, great everything Disney. It just can't come. I mean, it represents everything about Disney. It's Haunted Mansion.
Would you say Haunted Mansion is the mullet of theme park rides?
I think it's the mullet because, yes, the party is in the front.
No.
I know it's different. It's a backwards mullet because the party is actually. No, the party is in the back, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Definitely business.
Business in the front. Yeah.
What would it do to Craig's soul if Haunted Mansion and Pirates both went out in the first round?
I think he might.
I think I'd quit the show.
See, that's part of March Madness is the heartbreak.
It is.
So that's what are you picking, Derek?
Haunted. Sorry.
I'm also picking Haunted Mansion. That was.
I was getting my stuff together already.
I want to keep him around a little longer.
Just a little bit.
Can we find a replacement?
Now, this is crazy, guys. Boom. But on both sides of the bracket, it reads like this. 1-9-5-4-3-6-2-10-2.
Is that your phone number?
No. Both sides, the same rankings have made it.
Wow.
And you've been the only one looking at that. So
yes, that's right. On the next week, we'll finish this bracket. We got multiple rounds to get through still.
More madness.
Four madness next week. We'll have Cosmic Rewind, number 1 seed, taking on the number 9 seed, Kilimanjaro Safaris. The number 5 seed, E.T. Adventure, taking on the number 4 seed, Flight of Passage. The number 3 seed, Tower of Terror, taking on the number 6 seed, Escape from Gringotts. That'll be a good matchup.
Mm-hmm.
The number 10, Slinky Dog Dash, taking on number 2, Rise of Resistance. And then over on the east side of the bracket, number 1, Hagrid's, taking on number 9, Hogwarts Express. Number 5, Tron, taking on number 4, Forbidden Journey. Number 3, Revenge of the Mummy, taking on number 6, Haunted Mansion. Now, that will be a matchup to keep our eyes on. And number 10, the Incredible Hulk coaster, taking on number 7, the Velocicoaster. Guys, I'm excited to see where this goes.
It could go any direction.
There are some good matchups next week and even some better matchups in the Elite Eight. Headed your way!
Oh, man. This is good. This is good stuff. I hope everybody's enjoying this.
You know what else is good?
What's that?
A little segment we like to call...
Grim.
Grinning.
Grinness. D, Derek has our Groom Grinning Greatness question for today. What do you got for us, Derek?
Okay, guys. Since we took 16 from here and 16 from there, what ride did we leave off that... Well, I guess we could say Matthew left off, actually.
Correct, yeah.
Because Craig and I didn't really have much of a say.
We did a little bit.
Very little.
So, in the formation.
What would you put on and what would you have replaced?
Okay.
So what ride would you include and what would you...
Yeah, I probably would have replaced Rise of Resistance.
Really?
Interesting.
Wow.
Now, can it be from either park?
Yes.
But do you have to replace it from a ride from... Yes. Okay. Yeah,
you got to replace. So, okay. And for me, I would take out... Sorry, Matt. I would take out Living with the Land.
Oh.
At 16. And I probably would have put in Jungle Cruise in place of that.
That's good.
And I mean, they're both beloved attractions. I find the pun humor in Jungle Cruise just top 16 worthy.
Yeah.
Versus Living with the Land. But I love Living with the Land at night.
Right.
So...
I think they had a poor show.
I love Living with the Land any time of day. I like to live with it at night. I like to live with it in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jungle Cruise had a poor showing in their conference championship, though. They got put up pretty early. Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah. I can see that.
I'm probably going to replace the People Mover with Ellen's because I think it is.
Craig, that doesn't exist anymore.
Oh. I'd probably replace People Mover with Peter Pan's Flight. Just because I love the People Mover, but I think Peter Pan's Flight is more, again, it's one of those rides, probably for the reasons you said earlier, Matthew, about the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. I think Peter Pan's one of those that everybody goes to because they don't have a lot of choices where else to go.
Yeah.
But it is a very popular ride. I don't know why it is so popular because it's not... Mm-hmm. It's just not a huge, great ride to go, man, I got to ride that. But everybody wants to ride it. So I probably would put that in there just because it is such a popular attraction.
Good call. Two good choices. I'm replacing Space Mountain. I'm kicking Space Mountain out with a ride that I'm shocked I didn't include in the bracket. And K. Ryan Mack is not going to be happy. I'm replacing it with Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, how did I not make it?
How did I not put Rock and Roller Coaster in the top?
Man.
Season? I guess because it's been closed and we haven't thought about it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Rock and Roller Coaster should have been in this.
It
bracket.
Should have, yep.
But you know what? I know our sponsors are going to be furious at me. And I can, I mean, what's it? Oh, we're close enough to the post office where I can hear the mail coming by the truckload.
I think that's our producer in our ear telling us,
yes.
You know,
yep.
Hey, guys, back off.
No, Craig, that's your conscience.
Oh, sorry. That's the radio I'm listening to.
Who has one of those?
Not me. Well, listeners... What would you replace in our bracket? Do you agree or disagree with some of the calls we've made thus far?
Because there's so many of you that's going to email us and tell us the answer to that.
Yes, give us an answer, please. Yes.
Craig is really hurt by not receiving emails.
Craig's ready to pull the plug.
Seriously, we do get a lot of comments on our posts.
Seriously.
So we do
email
get that.
Us. Call
no,
us.
No, don't. Don't.
Write us a handwritten
because Derek's
letter.
The only one checking it. Matthew and I
check
don't even look
at it. Check the social media pages. I'm looking at it.
We look at it on social media.
I'm not on Instagram.
Derek does all the email.
No, I forward it on to the appropriate party.
Except for Matthew at Travel Around the Country while you're
I've
getting...
I've already said it a couple times.
Oh. DNC.
DNC.
Listeners.
Welcome.
We hope you enjoy. Hey, if you fill out your own bracket, send a picture to us. Tag us in it on Twitter. Or, yes, it's still Twitter. I refuse to call it X. Or Facebook. How do you think this is going to play out?
And if you can guess the winner, it's just like March Madness. We're going to send you a picture of Tinkerbell.
And you know what else? We're going to send them a Grim Grinning Guys t-shirt.
Are we really?
We are. If they can get the exact bracket.
No guarantee on size.
Yes. Listeners.
And a sticker. And a sticker. We've got plenty of stickers.
As you leave and put on your Cinderella dancing shoes, be sure to...
Beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace. The haunting's free, so hurry back. We're